Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place, as Joyce used to say. We're going to talk about Joyce, or I am, here in just a little bit. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and I don't know about you, but I am about tired of being told I need to feel guilty for slavery 200 years ago by corporations who pay children in third world countries about a dime an hour to make sneakers.
If that.
Yeah, if that.
I don't feel guilty one bit. They can stick it.
Well, I'm about tired of getting lectured about slavery by corporations who, whatever.
Who are dirtbags, those corporations.
Oh, yeah, of course. Are they going to ban cotton next?
That's a thought.
It's white.
The hemp companies want that. They're pushing for ban.
Well, hold on. George Washington grew hemp.
Love hemp. Hemp is 10 times better than cotton.
Well, it is. God forbid they plant hemp because a slave owner grew hemp.
That's right.
That'll never fly.
No.
My daddy picked a hell of a lot more cotton than about 99.99% of blacks walking around. I promise you. Where's his check?
I promise you, too. He should get the biggest one of all.
Yeah, where's his check?
Well, maybe it's coming.
He's still alive.
He's still alive.
Unlike these people 200, 300, 400 years ago. Interesting. A lot going on. First hour, second hour, anytime.
Call up.
Call up. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Love to hear you. Mike from River City Coins is going to be joining us. Not only talk about coins, but we're going to talk about, you know, it's just like I had my cousin on last week. These people's story, these businesses' story, this is the story of America. And they're dealing with this. And so if you don't understand what these small businesses are dealing with, you're not really seeing the depth of this. So we're going to talk about that perspective, the monetary system, what that means. Mike is very sharp. He comes off like a kind of ignorant hillbilly or something. He's not.
No, he's very sharp.
He's very sharp. And so we're excited to have him. We're going to have news stories.
And I like him.
And Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. Just to let you know, I really appreciate your patience, as obviously I haven't been here live as much because...
You've been playing hooky.
Yeah, I've been playing hooky. Yeah, the truant officer is going to come get me. CPS is going to come get me.
They're right down the road. They got their tanks right down the road.
They're ready. They're hollow point bullets.
Yeah, exactly.
The Geneva, you can't fire them internationally, but right. America certainly got them.
They got them, and, you know.
A lot going on. One, you know, just for my family's sake, for whatever, we needed time away. We got a lot. My wife's pregnant, you know all that. So whatever. There's a lot with that. We appreciate that. But two, I really get the feeling, like many of you, this fall is going to be something.
Oh, boy. Woo!
I don't think there's going to be any breaks in the fall. And we're going to need to be sharp, and we need to kind of get away for a second. Next week is 4th of July. We're going to have a different schedule for that also. I'm going to be with a lot of in-laws. They're coming in. And maybe we'll try to get some of them on there. They won't come on air. They just want to complain and bellyache about vaccines, how good they are. But they won't come on air and talk about it or anything.
Yep.
Maybe they will. I don't know.
Buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
When?
Betty Davies.
When? Tonight?
No. End of summer.
End of summer. We'll see. I want to talk about Joyce. Yesterday, if you don't know, we did a replay of Joyce. She passed away 3 years ago yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Has it been that long?
And just wanted to take in time. You know, this show is Joyce Riley. The Power Hour is Joyce Riley. Now it's become whatever us. We've become part of it and morphed into it. And certainly standing on her shoulders. She's not even here, and we're standing on her shoulders. I can remember getting emails, especially after she just died. And I still got a lot of work to do, but certainly back then I wasn't prepared. Are you kidding me? I wasn't even prepared to do a radio show, what have you. I mean, unless you put in this position, it's very difficult to understand what it means and the pressure and the and all it encompasses. And I can remember getting emails and people would say, well, you're no Josh Riley. I said, congratulations. Congratulations.
You're very astute.
Yeah, yeah. Your perception is perception is unbelievable.
Yes.
I'm not Joyce Riley. Joyce Riley is one of a kind. She's one in a million or one in a billion or whatever you want to say. I owe so much to her. I wanted to take a second just to thank her and thank you all for continuing to support us. I know that a lot of you support this show in part because of Joyce, in part because of her personally, in part because of the shadow she's ca- I mean, basically the format of the show, the guests, the way we go about it, is very similar to what Joyce did. Joyce set this pattern, and she was a front runner in radio and so much about what's going on in the world. She was a pioneer, and I just want to take a second to honor her and to tell you all thank you and to tell Joyce, wherever she is, how much she meant to me and how to trust me to do this. She knew more than I did when I said, of course, as far as me doing this. She believed I could do this. She believed that I could. She saw more in me than I saw in myself. That's what I should say. She saw more in me than I saw in myself. And when the transition happened, what a disaster that was. I mean, I can't even, I've talked about this before. If you've been a long time listener, the obstacles, the hurdles, the everything that went on with GCN, what a joke, and how they treated us was disgraceful and so disrespectful to Joyce. And, I only wish Joyce was here to deal with it, but she wasn't. And it was extremely hard, but you guys stuck with us and Catherine and Jay and everybody and Jason and so many other people. This 3 years has really gone fast. And so many times like right now, I sure wish Joyce was here so I could ask her feelings on things. She told me, says, your thing is the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. We used to have, callers that call up that were socialists and they were openly socialists. And she said, do you want socialists calling in on the show? I said, no, not really. She said, well, get rid of them. Your thing is the Constitution, this freedom, this is your thing. And she realized that angle and me to pursue that. And that's one of the reasons I've been so adamant and over, and as time went by, I've just seen it. Joyce had such vision and understood and astuteness and experience. And I, you know, at this point, I have a little experience. I have a little astuteness to what it means to be a radio host. And I owe it, you know, the vast majority of it to her. I still, to this day, am reflecting back on things she said and trying to understand situations. Because she tell me, you know, and you... I can't even describe to you that period. She's sick. She's dying. She's not dying. She's better. That was so schizophrenic for her. But for me, you know, you're looking at her life or death, but now you're looking, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I supposed to deal with this? And then literally in the middle of her being sick, and she would get on air and be, you know, between the breaks, she's running to the bathroom to throw up. Or I'd be on air with her. She'd point to me and say, basically, take it. And she'd have to go before that even would even get to a break. And in between all this, she's literally like being sick. And you could tell she would gain some strength and kind of set herself up. And she'd tell me certain things. You know, here, you got to make sure you do this. You got to make sure of this. Be careful of this. And I wish I would have wrote them all down, but somewhere inside me, they're there. I've tried to follow them with certain degrees of success or not. But I just want to tip my hat to Joyce and wherever she is. We know where she is. I want to say thank you. Thank you on behalf of all the listeners. Thank you on behalf of me and my family personally, what this has meant. The weight of this. It's hard, I know that sounds kind of weird. It sounds condescending. I don't know. I'm just trying to get you to kind of understand a little bit. It's impossible to understand, you know, until you walk out. Don't judge a man until you've walked the mile in his moccasins. You can't understand until you're sitting in this chair in front of this microphone. and what it means, and people count on you, and all the obstacles and the you know, stuff that comes at you. I want to thank you. She believed in you, the audience. She always talked about the audience, how astute you were, how sharp you were, how profound you were. And I would echo that. You're never more important. You've never been more important. We are at the crossroads of mankind. We're certainly at the crossroads of the American experiment. And your faith, your belief, your conviction, above all else, your conviction is the currency of the future. And this is what is being tested. I'm so honored to be here with you. I'm so honored that Joyce put us here. I just want to take a time to, just a second, to say a few words and just honor her and thank her. Thank you for your support. All the things you buy at the Power Mall, you'll buy from the good guys. Joyce coined all these things. You're in the right place. Buy from the good guys. Mm-hmm. I came up with happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intended you to be. I thought that was pretty clever.
I did too.
I thought that was pretty clever.
I liked it.
But you know, you're in the right place. Buy from the good guys, and the Power Mall, the model of this, all these things was straight Joyce. And God bless her. God bless you. So I just want to take a second to say that and honor her. And we'll probably be doing a little replay at the second half of the hour, or certainly next week, more with Joyce, so you can hear her. She is not forgotten. Her voice, once you say something, your voice, you know, it goes on.
Forever.
It goes on, you know, mm-hmm. out there. And
just like the Forgotten Man.
That's right. Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith.
So any calls that you want, come on in, 844-769-2944. Who do we have on the line, Todd? Brett in New York. Brett in New York, you're live on the air. Brett in New York.
Oh,
we lost him. Okay. Well, certainly call back. Anybody call back. We'll get to the news in the meantime. Huge story. I didn't cover this about a week ago. I wanted to find out a little more and wanted to understand this a little bit. This is a massive story. And it involves police immunity. Have you heard this, that the Supreme Court refused to hear these cases?
About the immunity of the cops?
Yeah, and the government, really.
Well, they got total immunity.
Almost.
Almost, yeah.
Okay, they almost have immunity. Okay, let me describe the situation. So there was a case, and there's several cases like this. One was a man named Baxter. He was in the middle of a robbery. The police stopped him. They told him to freeze. He got down on the ground and put his hands up. They unleashed a dog on him and maimed him pretty bad. And he sued because that was cruel and unusual punishment,
yeah,
and,
sure,
and a violation of his rights and
yeah,
what have you.
Absolutely.
It is determined that if a suspect is lying down on the ground, that you cannot unleash a dog on him.
I would have to agree with that.
So the man was right. So the man was sitting down with his hands up. So he goes to the court to sue for, you know, the police shouldn't be able to do this. The court refused, this is lower courts, refused mm-hmm. to hear the case because it didn't jive with other cases that have already been decided. Meaning, well, you weren't lying down on the ground. You were sitting down. So we're going to throw it out. Believe me, there were four cases that the Supreme Court could have heard all of them, and they're all egregious like this.
Yeah.
They wouldn't hear any of them. So they went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court refused to hear it. They said it's basically been set from the early 80s, where the ruling of the lower court said that predetermined constitutional rules have to be broken before you can sue a police or sue a politician. So what did they just do? What have they done? The Supreme Court, through administrative law, has pulled the Constitution away.
Right.
Constitution rules. There are no Constitution rules. They're laws.
They're laws.
And they've now segmented so they can push the Bill of Rights aside, so the Bill of Rights doesn't matter. The Bill of Rights is you want to say it's a rule, it's an obvious rule.
Yeah.
It's absolute in this country.
Yeah.
Or by law, it should. By law, it is.
Right.
In practice, now you're seeing it. The Supreme Court, once again, has punted on this issue, refused to support constitutional protections of our natural rights.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this over and over and over again. This is the most important thought, idea, concept that will ever come out of this show, ever, from Joyce to now, the one thing I know, this is the most important concept that can get across to you. Your rights do not come from government. They do not come from the police. They are endowed to you from your creation. And the Declaration of Independence is the greatest moment in history in a couple thousand years. Mm-hmm. And it is universal law. The Bill of Rights is the fulfillment of that. And the Bill of Rights is an absolute, has nothing to do with you. The Constitution was originally written. There's only one requirement of citizens in the Constitution. Do you know what it was or is?
No.
To be armed.
Well.
That's right. There's only one requirement of the Constitution of citizens. Everything else is a requirement of government. The Bill of Rights has nothing to do with you. The Constitution has nothing to do with you. Nothing.
Right. It's all about.
It's all about controlling government. The government.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Putting chains on the government.
Right. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was. That's all it is. So this goes to politicians. This applies a qualified immunity that basically, if they're in the act of their job, that they can violate your rights. They can violate the Constitution. With impunity. Unless you can jump through hoops and you prove, you know, on a third Sunday with your arm up and your toe jumping on your third toe.
Yeah. That's totally wrong.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
It's another example. How do police get this way? Well, this is how.
Absolutely.
If you haven't realized it, the police do not work for you.
Correct.
This is another very important concept right now. You can talk about your uncle, whatever, your brother, your husband is a cop, he's a good person, whatever. All that's probably true. I'm not saying any of that's not true. I'm saying the police departments in America are subservient to the political corporate oligarchy that has been formed, and they are the enforcement arm of these statutes and these rules and these whatever you want to call it that's in control of you.
Correct.
Anybody who says different is ignorant.
Yep, and you're a little ATM for them.
Right. You're something to be fed off.
Yes, exactly.
They're parasites. Government is a parasite.
They see you as a dollar bill sign.
Government is a parasite.
Mm-hmm.
Police, when they say, see, now they're going to go down this whole police thing. Police, when they say, well, I'm here to keep you safe. I'm here to protect you.
They don't keep you safe.
Relatively. Look at now when we need them the most, what they're doing.
I'm not
blaming the individual. See, don't get me wrong. I'm not blaming the individual police. There are so many police. They're like, I want to go into Seattle and straighten this out. They want to straighten out and do what they should do.
They get orders from above.
Because they don't work. That's all I'm saying. Like, they do not work for you.
They work for the mayor. Mayor comes in and shuts them down. No, you can't go in there.
Two, that's not their role, is to protect and keep you safe. Their role is to serve you.
Right.
Their role is to serve you. Let me say this again. Government's role is to serve you and do what? Above all else. This is not my opinion. This is the unanimous law of the United States of America and Declaration of Independence. Government are instituted among men to preserve these rights.
Yes.
Government's only genesis.
Function.
Is to protect your rights that came from where?
God.
There's no country in the world that recognizes this. In every country, it's true that it should be true. But there's only one country in the world that recognizes it. This is the greatness of America. Mm-hmm. And this is what we've seen, you know, from these statues are coming down. I told you about Thomas Jefferson. It's not about Robert E. Lee. It's not about the Confederate soldiers. It's about Thomas Jefferson. I promise you. Mm-hmm. And George Washington. But Thomas Jefferson, why? Because Thomas Jefferson is the main author of the Declaration of Independence and this concept.
Yeah, he wrote most of it.
Christine in Missouri, you're live on the air. So good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
God bless you, Daniel and Uncle Kevin. I just wanted to mention regarding Joyce. I lived in Kansas City a long time, and we had a group of people that met weekly called the Concerned Citizens. And we were good friends with Joyce. She came here a number of times and spoke to our group. We met at the Uptown Theater with her and Dave and a number of people from the Concerned Citizens. If any of you are listening, I want to say the hi to Esther and Joy and Jason Littlejohn and Richard Horn and all of us that used to meet with Joyce. I also wanted to tell you that probably in about 1995, Joyce went on a tour with Stan and Leslie Johnson of the Prophecy Club. I was a huge supporter of them, and I worked behind the book table. I remember when Joyce first came on tour with them, and I was working behind the book table, and I met Joyce probably in 1995. And Stan and Leslie had asked me to have Joyce stay with me, but I only had a one-bedroom apartment. I was so sorry that I never got to know her a little bit better, but we, at the Concerned Citizens, we ate dinner with her a number of times. She came to Kansas City. We did know her very well, and we are so grateful to you, Daniel, for taking over and keeping her boat floating, and we know she's listening from heaven, and we're just so grateful that you kept her going. Just wanted to let you know that a lot of us in Kansas City did get to know her, and we're so grateful you kept her going. God bless you.
I love hearing stories like that, and I really appreciate it. It means a lot. Our family, it's not easy doing this, and I'm not looking for your sympathy. And, you know, I'm not looking for maybe some empathy. Maybe I'm not looking for sympathy or anything when I say this. I just that means something to me, and I hope that you're getting something out of this program, and it fortifies your conviction or helps your life. I love hearing stories where people's lives are blessed by this show. I love it. Thank you so much, Christine. That's very good. Getting into some more news stories. U.S. Census Bureau. Whites under the age of 16 are now a minority in America.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Well, that's what I've been saying. 20 years. Wait 20 years. What do you think it is now? Wait 20 years. These kids are socialists.
Yeah.
What do you think it's going to be like? Hey, whites are minority. And you think, oh, what are you, a racist? Well, I guess, if you ask BLM, I guess I am a racist. But, you know, this is an issue. And I'll explain to it on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. ThePowerMall.com is, we need your support,
ladies and gentlemen.
We're not here without you. We have a symbiotic relationship. You're not going to quit. We're not going to quit. But we need your support. Buy from the good guys, donations, purchases. And if you're sitting there thinking, well, you know what? No, we literally, if you've been aware, you know the pressures put on shows like ours. So we need your support. Absolutely. We're not here without you. And there's so many different places you can buy some of these products. Buy from the good guys, will you?
Don't
even know if you're getting the real stuff at Amazon.
Yeah, don't buy it from Amazon. God, they get $20, $30 billion from the government before they even start anything.
So anyway, support us. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. And I hate to come off maybe sound a little begging. You need to support us.
We got great products.
Believe me personally, I don't need you. You need to support the Power Mall more than the Power Mall needs to support you. Really, that's true. And so this is for your own self-preservation. This is for independent media's preservation, all these things. 877-817-9829. Find something you can purchase over there. I'm sure there's something that I know something that you that can help you. And if for something you really need, you can't afford it, or we need a little help, please just ask. Please just tell us. We'll work with you. We want to help you. Okay? Getting back to the news, and we'll have Mike from River City Coins on in about 10, 15 minutes. This story, I asked my uncle, my other uncle, your brother-in-law, yesterday about what bothers you the most about what's going on.
A lot.
Yeah, we made a list.
It was 45 minutes later. He stopped.
Yeah, we made a list. I couldn't find my paper. I couldn't find the paper I wrote all
I know
that.
You wrote them all down.
I was going to go over this today.
45 minutes of taking notes, and then you lose.
Yeah, he's a preacher.
Yeah, he's a preacher.
And his biggest thing was the hypocrisy and the double standard, the rule of law. You know, there's no law and liberty. There's no liberty and law. There's no law.
No.
You know, BLM can tear down a statue of, Thomas Jefferson, but if... God forbid you were to go tear down the statue of Martin Luther King or, I don't know, just pick anything. People on Twitter, professors at Cambridge University. Cambridge University said in the tweet, white lives don't matter. Then she later said again, I'll say it again, white lives don't matter. And then what did the university say? Oh, we support academic freedom and lawful expression of rights. But if she would have said, black lives don't matter.
She would have been fired in 2 seconds.
Oh, gosh. She would have been arrested.
Yeah, arrested. Yeah.
So, and then he asked me what bothered me the most. Well, you know, I got a lot different perspective of him just because I'm inundated in this so much. The first thing that came to mind just a couple days ago, I found out this story here. And this is probably what I'm most proud about that we've done in this show. Not that I'm trying to, again, not that I'm looking for a pat on the back, but I just want to, I want you to recognize this because this is the biggest thing that we have done on this show is I think we have drawn the ideological line, battle lines really good on this broadcast, better than almost any show that's out there.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I agree.
The ideological battle lines, we've gone over them. We've drawn them out. We've talked about where the rubber meets the road, about ideas, conviction, mm-hmm. ideology, all these things. This story typifies everything I'm saying. And if this doesn't send a gasp through you, I don't know what will. Because once you understand history and once you understand what this means, this is 10 times worse than pulling down a statue. This is 100 times worse than pulling down a statue. American soccer team replaces the national anthem with song by Antifa musician, quote unquote. The team says the Star Spangled Banner does not represent the diverse players, fans, and community. That's their reason. An American soccer club says they will no longer play the Star Spangled Banner before home games and replace it with a song interpreted by many as having Marxist undertones. The Tulsa Athletic, a semi-professional team based in Oklahoma, announced the decision to nix the national anthem in order to, quote, create an inclusive community. I'm going to go on. I'm going to read more of this. The anthem's third verse. In the third verse, I'll go over this, explain this, because you're going to hear more. I'm telling you, you're going to hear this. You're going to hear about this national anthem.
At nauseam.
You're going to start hearing about this like crazy.
Yeah.
Because people haven't stood up and rebuffed this. Here's the third verse, which includes the line. Well, they need to understand what the argument is.
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to set this argument for you so you understand. In the third verse, they're talking about the war with Britain. And here's what Francis Scott Key writes. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. Okay, what was he saying? Well, slaves and mercenaries fought for the British.
They did.
And, you know, slaves were fighting for America.
Yeah.
Fighting for America also, mm-hmm. which is... hirelings weren't, mercenaries weren't, but slaves were. From the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. I have absolutely 0 0 0 problem with this line when you understand the context.
Yeah.
What he's saying is, he went on to talk about Britain that basically, you know, God was with us and Britain was vanquished. But with the help of God and the liberty and the land of the free and the home of the brave, our bravery, our belief in God, mm-hmm. our fervency, our conviction, and we vanquished our enemies.
Yeah, we would have never won if we didn't have God on our side. They were the best army in the world, and we were just a ragtag bunch of nobodies.
And so what he's saying is that not even the mercenary, these slaves that dared to fight against America, that dared to fight against the Declaration of Independence, They could not, there was no refuge for them either.
No. They hired them Hessians. Those Hessians were mean, fighting machines. And we defeated them.
And they go on to say, while this verse is rarely sung, the Tulsa Athletic does not believe the Star Spangled Banner represents or unites their diverse players, fans, and community. Okay. Why did I bring up this right behind about whites, 16-year-old whites are the minority?
Mm-hmm.
It's about culture, it's about ideas, it's not about black, white, whatever. But the white community certainly has an identity, or has had an identity.
Right.
Immigrants, blacks are Americans too. Come on.
Of course they are.
I mean, they're Americans.
Yeah.
The media keeps trying to create a different culture with them. Blacks are Americans too. When I say blacks and whites, that's pretty much, they're Americans, for the most part. The reason I say that is because immigrants, come here with a totally different perspective.
Right. And they don't assimilate. The old immigrants, they're about in the 1900s, they changed their names when they came to America and they assimilated.
They Americanized.
That's right. They Americanized and they made America great.
Right. But that's no longer the case. So right. When you say, well, now white's a minority. So now in 20 years or what have you, you're going to have a situation where this white population, which has this, history through them, this accomplishment through whatever you want to say, It has something attached with it. If you want to say that, look, I don't give a damn if you want to call me racist. I don't care.
Who cares?
I don't care.
We don't.
You want to, whatever. Then you're stupid and ignorant and don't know anything about history.
Correct.
That's all I'm saying. There is a continuous history and whatever through that racial group. And really, it's blacks and white in that American group. Mm-hmm. But now they're becoming minorities. And these minorities don't come from that perspective. Their ancestors didn't throw off British and sign the Declaration of Independence. That's what I mean. Their ancestors didn't do that.
They don't have freedom running through their blood.
Not the same way.
Right. They don't.
People are going to argue, well, they came here. I don't want to hear it.
Right.
You're an ignorant jackass. I don't want to hear it. There's nothing in the history of the world like 1776.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So anyway. So he goes on. We live in a country that allows us to freely speak our voice. We utilize this right as a club to continually try and prove our team and community. So the national anthem hurts the community. Okay. We believe this land is your land. This land is your land.
I got it.
Not only captures a powerful patriotic sentiment, but that it does so in a far more inclusive way. Meaning equal distribution of wealth. That's what that's been used for. That's what they take that song for. And the definition of social justice. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? You probably don't remember. Do you remember what the definition of social justice? Go Google it, ladies and gentlemen. Social justice is defined as the equal distribution of wealth, opportunities, and what's the other word? Wealth. What is it? Equal distribution of wealth, something, and opportunities.
I don't know.
Privileges.
There you go.
Wealth, opportunities, and privileges.
And soccer is a socialist game.
Well, yeah, you can see it.
You can see it.
It's obvious.
No, you don't have any stars. Everything's a team. Everything's a team.
Right. So anyway, so what does this mean? This is the worst story. This story got me more upset than any story I've heard in a while.
Mm-hmm.
The national anthem is no longer accepted because it hurts our diverse community. So what does diversity mean? So diversity means not the Star Spangled Banner, obviously not Thomas Jefferson. So this is what diversity means. What does social justice mean? The equal distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges. Again, mm-hmm. privileges, not rights.
Right.
Are you endowed by God? I have told you this. I get so angry if somebody comes up and they spout this bull crap. I'm seeing my in-laws are coming. Just let one of them talk about social justice. just let one of them say something about social justice.
Yeah, I'm fed up. I'm fed up to the top with it.
Right. You when you want to go, it's just like the argument about vaccines. If you take the argument of, well, I think vaccines are good, bad, or indifferent, you've already lost. Because you're fighting a multi-billion-dollar thing. You do have the mothers and the conviction of the mothers.
Millions.
Your position is of strength in America is, I have the right to decide what goes in my body about vaccines. That's your position of unalterable, undefeatable strength. That is your position. I have the right to decide what goes in my body because God gave me that right so you can go. Stick it where the sun don't shine.
Absolutely.
That's your undefeatable position.
Yeah.
Okay. Your undefeatable position on this is that the Declaration of Independence and these concepts are the greatest ideas ever come through a government ever.
And people flock to this country because of that.
And then the Bill of Rights is the absolute law and supports that idea.
Yes.
That is your undefeatable position.
Mm-hmm.
You start arguing about what social justice is, you're screwed.
You lose.
You start arguing about national anthems and we need to entertain, we need to do more. You will lose. The only unifying political document in this country is, or are, put the two of them together, Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you're
not going to lose sleep over.
No. Fox News poll, Biden widens lead over Trump.
You know what? That is the biggest bunch of crap.
They're saying he has a 12-point lead. He says 50 to 38. Are you kidding me?
He makes one appearance in the last 8 months, and he can't.
Can't
even speak English. He talks for about 3 seconds and then says, 100, well, the COVID's killed.
120 million.
20 million people here.
Killed about 120.
Lord. Yeah, and that's pushing it.
It's closer to 120 than 120 million.
And that's pushing it. All these tests are fakes. Everything is fake.
Let's not say all.
There's 4 million of them that came from tainted ones that came from China.
All I'm saying is all is a strong word.
And then I didn't say all.
Yes, you just did say all.
4 million.
You said everyone. You said all.
All right. I take it back. I misspoke then.
That's all. I'm agreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you.
I'm just fired up.
I know.
Sorry.
It's not all. It's not everything.
And then the antigens that they're testing, if they get one part of the antigen, they test, you've tested COVID. So,
let's get to our guest.
Oh, it's Mike. We love Mike.
Is our guest there, Todd? Okay.
Excellent.
Let's give a little introduction to Mike. Mike is, I've known him for several years. I consider him a friend, very good friend. And we see him, fairly often. He's in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. He has a store called River City Coins. He comes from a banking background and he realized what that was all about. And so he started, he opened a coin shop, if that tells you anything.
Yeah.
So, we're very excited to have him on. His knowledge and his, understanding is impressive and he's a friend and I trust him.
Yeah.
And in coin business, that's a huge thing. So anyway, Mike from River City Coins, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. I'm real happy to be here. And thanks for all those kind words.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. So, well, I meant them. Todd, turn his voice up a little bit. Will you put these in my ear? I'm having a little trouble hearing him. I wanted to have you on, obviously, talk about silver and gold, but you're a small business owner and want to get your perspective, trying to ask people, come on, how COVID affected you, how the shutdown affected you. What's your perspective on that before we get to gold and silver?
Yeah, well, I am probably better off than some retail businesses in that I have a very active website and also a very profitable eBay store. And with all the people quarantined and sitting at home spending their $1,600, we done quite well along with our online sales. But we were closed through the months of April, open by appointment only, and reopened on the 8th of May to the general public. And we've worn it very well. Thank you. Unfortunately, none of us have gotten any symptoms and come in contact with anybody that has a coronavirus. And I feel fairly certain that it's hopefully it's over. The worst part of it's over anyway. But it hasn't really adversely affected me financially, as it turns out. And that's a blessing in disguise. The upside, too, is that all this uncertainty has created a lot of people wondering what to do with their money and all. And, inflation, all this money that they created, our debt went from $21 trillion to $27 trillion, literally, even in the last couple of months. And, that's going to mean we're going to have real high rates of inflation somewhere down the road. It could happen any time. And if and when it does, if you're not holding some gold and silver, you're going to lose mightily, unfortunately.
Let me ask you have a banking background. You're very sharp. I mean, you may not, people, when they see you and talk to you, you're very down to earth. They may not get it. You're a very sharp person, Mike. I mean, look, if you were a business, not directly in demand like silver and gold is, when you think about restaurants or other type businesses, how in the world can they operate and survive with what just happened?
I'm afraid the majority of them are not going to be able to. And that's really sad. It really is because, the small business men and small business people, businesses are the cornerstone of American economic system. And we've all got to eat. And our choices are going to be a lot less going forward as a result, unfortunately, of all this. It's really sad. I'm just thankful I'm not in that kind of business. I'm I really feel bad for those folks. Fortunately, my favorite restaurant here in Cape Girardeau reopened, the Pancake House. Been around since 1953. It's a small operation, and they don't have a whole lot of seating capacity. But I'm sure glad that they were able to reopen because they got the best breakfast and some of the best lunches you can get anywhere.
Well, there you go. There's a plug for the Pancake House at Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. What's your impression of everything that's going on? I mean, not just business. Just, I love your opinions. I'm just kind of opening it up to you. What goes through your mind when you see what's going on right now?
Well, I hate to go there, but I'm thinking, you know, this whole damn thing is pretty much a conspiracy to undermine the American economy and disrupt our political system. And, you know, it looks like it's been planned, almost planned, you know, from the start. The coronavirus thing, it's really odd that, you know, 5 million people left Wuhan after, you know, a month after the Chinese knew that this was out there. And they allowed them to fly all over the world and spread this virus everywhere. But they wouldn't allow them to fly to other cities inside China. Now, it tells me that, you know, this was specifically something that was planned. Also, they purchased huge quantities of PPEs. You know, early on, knowing that they're going to need them, plus they're going to have the only ones that have them when everybody else needs them. So anyway, and unfortunately, the media is playing along with all this. I think the whole thing was overblown. We could have stepped immediately to secure, you know, the most the people in the old folks' homes and veterans' homes and things of that sort, and could have prevented a lot of deaths had we done something other than what we did. Of course, I'm a Trump supporter all the way and conservative, and I think he did the best he could under the circumstances. And, you know, he's not a scientist or a medical doctor, and if professionals in the business are telling him, hey, we need to shut the country down, you know, to prevent the spread of this thing, he pretty much would have to agree. But I bet you now he knows as much about all this as anybody does. And I hope we're able to come out of this.
So far,
the recovery looks like it's moving along very well. But I'm concerned about going forward, you know, with the media so biased, you know, the Democratic Party and the socialist progressive agenda, and if they do get mail-in ballots and all this and all that, there's going to be so much fraud in this election. It's just insane. And if the Democrats, that's the best they got to offer, that's a pretty sad story. That's a pretty sad state of affairs.
What do you make of this this professional semi-pro soccer club out of Oklahoma? It's refusing to play the national anthem because they think that's divisive. You know, we're in America, but you won't play our national anthem.
Well, I think, you know, people in Oklahoma probably boycott that game. And, you know, and I would. I mean, that's disgusting. I mean, this is the greatest country the world's ever seen. This is the only country in the world, I believe, where people all over the world are anxious to come here. But we must not be as bad and as racist and as awful as, you know, the progressives and the left say us to be, because the whole rest of the world wants to come here and be under our control. I mean, you know, be in America, living under our capitalist system with all our freedoms that we enjoy. And, you know, we can vote with our pocketbooks. And, you know, these organizations, like, I'm not going to watch any NFL games this year, period.
Amen.
I will not do that. And any outfit that dishes America, I'm not going to have nothing to do with them.
Do you think a lot of I think the NFL is, they're going to kill themselves. They're really going to, America's not going to go for this. I think they're going to, whatever happened 3 years ago with them losing viewership, it's going to be double that this time.
Triple.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, if they think that that this is working in their favor, they're mighty wrong. I mean, this Black Lives Movement matter and Antifa, you know, there are very few red-blooded Americans would give those people a second chance if given the opportunity. And I hope this blows up in the Democrats' face. Because the thought of living under a Biden Kamala Harris administration, it's just too nasty to conceive.
Do you believe? You know, you talk to people. Obviously, people who come into your shop are more conservative, usually, generally. But
Absolutely.
They keep telling us that Biden is ahead of Trump 50 to 38%. I see no way that I see that. Just seems like the this seems like Hillary Clinton all over again. This is ridiculous.
I absolutely agree, and it disturbs me every time I hear that because I know that this can't possibly be true. I would bet you that 95, 97 out of 100 people that come in my store or thinking like we do that, man, this whole thing is ridiculous, and, well, what a mess we're in, and heaven help us if the Democrats get in control of the Congress. If we don't take control of the Senate and the Congress and keep the presidency, I'm afraid this country's doomed, because if the Democrats are allowed to keep control of the House of Representatives, they're going to be able to move forward, a lot of the stuff the president's trying to get accomplished and push their own agenda, which is not in the best interest of American citizens, especially those of us that love our country.
Well, I wish that the Republicans would do more. I wish the Republicans would stand up. I mean, at some point, if they're not going to get aggressive, they certainly have high level FBI agents dead to rights on this whole Spygate situation.
Yeah.
I mean, they got dead to rights. They may have Obama dead to rights. I don't know. And what have they done? Do something. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More with Mike Sprouse on the other side. River City Coins. 573-334-1108. 573-334-1108. Stay tuned. More with Mike on the other side.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with